Tell me what you actually do as a volunteer then.
My daughter and I, we go in and we visit and we spend time with the residents. So when we first started going, we were taken along by the activities coordinator down at Goodwin in Monash to each of the rooms to meet and introduce ourselves and just let people know that we'd be coming by sort of every week. And so that's what we do. We go weekly and we spend up to 2 hours. It's basically based on my daughter's sleep cycles and that sort of thing. And we just, you know, spend time. And the residents, I think, really enjoy having her there. They're watching her grow. Zesha, it's my daughter, we've been going since she was 3.5 months old, and so she's almost 8 months now, and so they've been able to see her develop and change, and even just, you know, tickling her toes or blowing kisses, the residents just, I guess, really enjoy having her there, and I really enjoy going. Yeah.
And she must have made some great connections with some of the older people, older residents there.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she's super young. She definitely, she'll recognize certain faces, and she doesn't have, I guess, a fear of anyone there, which maybe it's someone her age might do, seeing new faces and strangers and different people all the time. But yeah, she gives a smile to every person she sort of lays eyes on, so...
And I imagine you were saying before that you're over here from Canada, came over with your Australian husband. So is it nice for you to get to know other Australians as well?
Absolutely, yeah. And just hearing different stories, because I think Canberra's like that. It's a melting pot, so to speak. Like a lot of people have come from other places. And I think that I get to, you know, people are sharing their stories with me. The residents at Goodwin, you know, are telling me how they came to Canberra, or that they've been here for generations. And they tell me bits and pieces about their life in relation to being a parent, a grandparent, a great-grandparent or whatnot. And so it's nice to share that with people.
What made you come to this sort of volunteering?
I've volunteered in the past, and I guess it's something that I really get a lot out of. So from a selfish perspective, I mean, it just makes me happy is the bottom line, and it's nice to make other people happy and kind of brighten up someone's day, even if it's just for a couple minutes. Yeah, I guess it's that sharing that story and that the shared experience. You know, these men and women have stories of their own, their mothers, fathers, grandparents, great-grandparents, or they just simply adore the joy and the innocence of children, and just watching that interaction is pretty special.
And how would others get involved if they sort of hear this story and think, oh, I'd like to do that as well? What would you recommend they do?
Definitely think about how you can do it. I think it's about making it work for you, and it doesn't have to necessarily be what you think volunteering is or it's meant to be. It can be whatever you want it to be, in a sense, because there was no position or volunteering position that said mom and baby. Yeah. So it was something that I thought that I put to Goodwin in particular, and you can do that probably with any agency and any volunteering organization. I would imagine would be quite happy to take anyone, and it could be from your home, you know, it could be doing some social media stuff if that's what you're good at. So if you have a skill, if you have time, if you have resources, then you can contribute.